Master, may I come in? I have your evening tea. Will Master want one sugar in his tea today? Of course. Oh, straighten the room? Of course, Master. Right away. I'll do my best not to disturb your work. Sir? Oh, my shoes. I'm sorry. Of course, Master, right away. I suppose I could take them off if the noise is bothering you. Sir? Is there something wrong? You're staring at me rather intently. My stockings. There's a run in it. On my upper thigh. My apologies. It must have snagged on something while doing my duties. I don't seem to see it. You're right. I should have been more careful. I'm sorry. Oh, you want me to show you where the run is? Please, Master, that really isn't necessary. I don't want to distract you from your work. No, I wasn't questioning you, of course. You want me to bend over and put my hands on the desk? Yes, sir. Oh, Master, your hands, sorry for making such an inappropriate sound. My thighs are just rather sensitive. I wasn't expecting you to be so direct in your approach. Yes, I do feel where the run is. Thank you. I will see to mending it this evening. May I return to my duties now? Thank you, Master. Oh, you dropped your pen. Of course. I'd be happy to retrieve it for you. Under your desk? Yes. Of course, Master. Excuse me. I don't see a pen anywhere. Master? This is a rather compromising position with me between your legs and you holding my chin like this. No, please. I do not wish to be impertinent, but it's not right for someone of my station to meet your eyes so boldly. My face is warm. Oh, Master, please don't flatter me so. I'm simply a maid. Yes, well, I do suppose this is a rather different angle than you normally see me, given our disparity in height. No, I don't have any suitors. People get intimidated by my height, but it does make it easier to clean the higher shelves. Master, I don't mean to protest, but my wrists and knees aren't accustomed to being in this position for so long. Sit on your lap instead. Oh, Master, I could. Oh, please, Master, this is too much. I'm not used to such behavior. You like that I'm tall? Oh, well, thank you, but this is really not appropriate. Master, please, I realize you must be stressed from the burdens of your position, but what is merely a quick distraction for you would destroy me in more ways than one. I'm sorry, I want to help. I know how hard your days get, how much it weighs on you. Maybe I could lend you some comfort within reason, if I may. Here, rest your head against me. May I touch your head? There, does Does that feel nice when I rub your temples like that? That's good. You really hold so much stress in your body, Master. Would you like me to work on your neck? Yeah? Okay. There. That's it. Close your eyes. Relax. Let me take all that stress away. Don't think about those pesky accounts, those not the shipments or contracts. You've done so much already today. Just feel my fingers working out those knots. Listen to the sound of my heartbeat, my voice. Let your mind drift. Master, would you take a deep breath for me? I think it would help. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. You're doing wonderfully. Again, breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. One last time for me. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Hold it. And breathe out. 3, 2, 1. How does that feel? You do seem more relaxed. My scent? Oh, it's a small indulgence. I sometimes rub a bit of lavender from the garden between my hands or tuck a sprig in my clothes. It calms my nerves. Do you like it? Oh, you seem to like it quite a bit from the way you're baring your face against me. I'm glad I could calm you down a little, but you should let me go. Master, please, consider your own station. You really should put those energies towards finding yourself a good match. A nice, proper lady. Someone who can help you manage the business, the household. Someone you can confide in, who can support you and comfort you. Do I know anyone like that? I can't imagine that anyone from my circles would be appropriate. It feels right to have me in your lap. Oh, Master, please don't tease a poor maid like me. This is cruel. I'm cruel? Ow! For making you all pent? I see. Yes, that does look rather uncomfortable. I didn't realize me massaging you would have such an effect. My apologies, Master. I didn't mean to cause you discomfort. Yes, of course I want to be useful to you. You want to use my thighs? I've never done anything like that, but I suppose that could be all right, as long as it's just my thighs. What should I do? Bend over the desk, like before? Yes, Master. Like this? I could raise my skirts. Oh, you feel so warm. Please, don't be too rough with me. Oh, I'm glad you like how long my legs are. I will admit I have noticed you staring. I don't mind. I like the feeling of your eyes on me, if it's not too bold for me to say. Do you like the feeling of my stockings? The softness of my thighs? Thank you, Master. It makes me happy to know that I please you. Oh, Master, goodness. It feels strange, but nice. Yes, you can grab me by my shoulders. Oh, yes, please, Master. I want you to use me to feel good. Oh, don't think about troublesome things like books that can wait. All you should think about is how warm and soft and safe you feel right now. Let your thoughts melt away. Oh, you're breathing so hard. Does it feel that nice? You can lean on me. There you go. Wrap your arms around my waist. I want you to feel warm and safe. Let everything go. You're getting harder. Don't worry about your pre-gum leaking onto me. Let me worry about that. Just keep thrusting. Keep pressing yourself against me. That's it. You're doing so good. You feel so good. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep fucking my thighs. Let your brain and your body melt into my warmth, my softness, my scent. Give me every drop. Release all of it. You can do it. Oh, goodness, you're coming so much. It's so hot in my legs. It feels good. Thank you, Master. Be careful. You're right, Master. Did you come so hard you lost yourself for a moment? That's okay. Here, rest your head on my chest. It's okay. I've got you. Let me stroke your hair. That was a lot of energy you put out. You came so much. There. That's right. Isn't this nice? Oh, I wish I could too, Master. I wish I could help you feel this good all the time, but I have my duties. No, that wouldn't do. That's something a wife should do for you. No, I didn't know you weren't courting anyone. That seems like such a waste. You're such a handsome man. Oh, poor tired Master. Work has just been so hard for you. Of course you haven't had the time for romance. I hope that wasn't too bold. You just look so sad, and I wanted to kiss those worry lines off your forehead. That's right. You can nuzzle into me. I'll hold you. Would you like me to keep stroking your hair? Your back? Like this? You look so much more relaxed already. You feel like you can trust me? Like you're safe with me? That means so much to me. There you go. Get comfortable. Rest against my arms. I've got you. Just relax and breathe. Oh, goodness. Master, it looks like you got all pent up again. You want to be inside me? Oh, Master, I want that too, but we can't. That's something special between a husband and wife. You think I'd make a beautiful bride? Well, that's so kind of you to say, but sadly I'm not your bride. Just a humble maid. A maid who thinks the world of you and wants to do everything within her means to take care of you. You do look so pent up. May I feel it with my hand? You're so
so hard, Master? Is it the stress? Or something else? It's okay. You don't have to talk. You don't have to think. Do you trust me? You just have to nod your head. Good. Then let me take care of you. Oh, Master, you've made such a mess. Look at all that pre-cum dripping out of you. What an adorable voice coming out of you right now. You can make all the little whimpers and moans you want. There's no need for any big words in your tired head. Melt into the feeling of me holding you, stroking you. More kisses? All right, since you ask so sweetly, close your eyes. Let me kiss your head, your brows, your cheeks, your eyelids. Oh, you got harder. Did my master like getting lots of sweet kisses? No one understands what it's like running such a big household. All those books to keep straight. All those clients to chase. Poor master just wants to feel good, doesn't he? That's right. He wants someone warm and soft to be sweet to him. Master feels so good right now, doesn't he? That's right. All he can think about is how good his cock feels. How warm and safe he feels with me. Open your eyes for a moment. Oh, I know it's hard, but I want you to watch. Watch how well your hand slides in my hand. How happy I am to take care of my sweet master. Don't you love how slippery it feels now? Oh, I know. I know you want to be thrusting inside me. To be pressing yourself into my wet pussy. And I want you to. But we can't. Not yet. Shh. There, there. No need to get riled up. Close your eyes. Put your head back where it belongs. That's right. You know what to do. Put your face against my soft chest. Melt into me. Imagine how good it will feel when we finally fuck. When I'm truly and utterly yours. I'll take care of you all day and night. You won't have to worry about anything ever again. Just be my silly, moaning little mess. That's a good boy. You want to be good for me, don't you? You want to make those pretty sounds that you won't let anyone else hear? You want to be taken care of? Oh, you're getting even harder. Good boy. That's it. That's it. Do you want to come for me? Yeah? Oh, I want you to, baby. I want you to come as hard and as much as you can. Can you do that for me? Of course you can. That's my good boy. Come for me. Come for me. Come right now. Oh, what a beautiful mess you are. You're doing so good. Keep coming. That's right. Oh, baby, I'm so proud of you. Oh. More little forehead kisses for my sweet good boy. Oh, not on the lips. No, no, no. Not yet. That that's for a special day. You did such a good job. I'm so proud of you. Oh, don't worry about the mess. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of everything. What was that? Say it one more time for me. I'd make a beautiful bride. Oh. And you would make the perfect husband. But we can talk about that later. Your eyes are getting heavy. Breathe with me. That's right. Rest your eyes. I've got you. I'm going to take such good care of you from now on. Leave everything to me. Sleep well, Master.